Hi, everyone. Well, this is our Creation Lightship healing show tonight, and this is Saturday, which means Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the day today is October 21st, 2017, or 10/21/2017. And unfortunately, you know, we all know that the 20s and 21st numbers are what these groups like, the darkness, and they get a lot of energy from these dates. So if anybody could maybe look and see possibly if there's anything going on this date in history or her story, probably wouldn't have much going on with her story, only his story. They'd probably have a lot of peace. So anyway, you might let us know because, you know, I'll clear this energy, but it'll probably be pretty heavy only because of the 21st of each month and the 20th thereabouts, you know, are the key days that they get all this energy from people, from events that they cause. So here we go. Let's clear the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels pretty good. So I guess Halloween is maybe 10 days away, I guess. I think it's the last day of the month here. And I think there's 31 days in this month. I'm not 100% sure, but I think there is. But anyway, let's bring up the light being on your monitor screen or screens. And you can also use the Lightship insignia, too, if you'd like to use that. So here we go. So bringing the energy to you for peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that. Think of it now. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on, Ann. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, which is wonderful enough, but it's also Saturday night. So that means later we will actually go to the Lightship for a healing. So think about what it is, one physical healing you'd like the light being doctors to work on for you tonight. If you have questions or comments or testimonials for Ron, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the link in the BBS radio station page, and you can write in anything you like. I'll get them while the show is on tonight. And let's see. Thank you, Ron, and thank you for reminding us, which you have told us before, about the 20th and the 21st being days to really amp up our protection and just stay peaceful and stay on now, we know, to stay on the CLS New Earth. And I do feel that's really working and really, you know, really makes a difference. And also this date has the two 20s, you know, it's 2017 is the first one and then it's the 21st, so... thank you so much for clearing that. It always feels really good. And somebody, let me see if I can find this. It's not the first one I was going to, well, I'm going to paraphrase, said they've been feeling like there's a dark kind of heavy energy over everything in the old Earth, I guess. And they're wondering, you know, I guess, is that real? Do you know if something is going on that could possibly be cleared?
Well, it's probably the fires and everything else that's happening as it's coming into consciousness here. So people hear about different things happening. So anyway, that's more than likely what it is. Just feeling negative could be just the day itself. So normally it could be a couple of days before, a couple of days after, but... you know, that's why I said check out and see what happened in the past on this day. And yeah, you know, on the old Earth, that's the way it is, that you're getting all the programs and illusions and things that look real, but it's not. And the new Earth is the best way to be because then you're in the now. And you may not be able to be there for more than maybe a few seconds sometimes, but, you know, at least you can feel some peace energy. And that's why you want to do clearings, to be able to hold on to that energy as much as you can and for as long as you can, because it's up to you to clean out your body so light can come into it. So anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, I found it, and they also are saying there appears to be some kind of a time warp in addition to the very heavy energy. So I don't know if you have any insight into that, Ron?
Boy, there's always something like that going on. I know we had some battles a few days ago, you know, out there in the Beyondo, and things hitting the planet here, so... Anyway, I won't get into that too much, but everything, you know, it's kind of like, you know, same scenario, different day, you know. So back to you.
Right. And isn't it part of, I know you don't, you know exactly what the aliens are doing and what their plans are, but in a general way, don't they always want to upset us or throw us off balance, and that's part of the reason for all these geographic and, you know, weather-related things that have been going on, and, you know, they're getting all that energy from it because everybody's upset. Even if you're not right in it, it's bringing people down, and that's part of their plan. And I mean, that sometimes helps me because
Then once you realize that, then you can become, you know, detached from it by doing your emotional clearings, you know, and maybe feeling body or something. But yeah, that way, you know, you can see a situation that's going on, and you don't really want to have too much sympathy for somebody in that situation, because that'll really suck you into the emotions. And so just know that it happened, and that's all that you need to know. And I guess just, you know, be glad that it didn't happen to you, in a sense, you know. It's hard to talk about things because some tragedies that happen, you know, you think you should be really emotional and your heart goes out, et cetera. Well, that's how they get you. So just know if it didn't happen to you, then just look at it and go, yep, it's another event that they did, and it doesn't matter how awful it is. Everything is awful. And just kind of look at it and say, okay, been there, done that, and I've seen it before in the news, you know, years and years ago, same things happening, much like, you know, the earthquakes and tornadoes and, you know, fires or whatever, floodings, you know, it happens, and just know that that's what they're doing to us. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Ron. I think that's... always helpful. So a listener sent in that today, the 21st, was the revised date for the Planet X end of the world. So I don't know what that means.
Okay.
That's that, I guess, a new planet they found recently, and they still just call it Planet X. So... Yes. Oh, by the way, what I just wanted to say to you, that if we empathize or sympathize too much, we're going to resonate with other people's drama and trauma, then it's like we're living through it, and that doesn't do anybody any good. And it can feel like that. I'm so grateful to you that I don't, you know, go down that path anymore, but it's a human instinct to do that, and it's also encouraged in this culture.
Yeah, just I remember when you're tied into that, you may just see one thing happening on the TV, you know, and everybody who watches that is quartered to that one person where that event happened. So naturally, when you look at it, you're also quartered to maybe millions of people. So you need to know that, yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to, you know, open yourself up to have damage done to you and your spirit. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to move on to some emails now. Thank you, Ron, for taking our pets and us up to the lightship last night. My cat, as always, enjoyed herself very much.
Great.
Yes, that was lovely, Ron. It was a surprise. Tonight, we always do go to the lightship, and it's wonderful. But last night you did a nice, lovely surprise visit to the lightship on Friday Night Show. So that'll work on archive. Oh, no, it won't work on the archives, right? Because you be present to take us to the lightship. Okay. Okay.
Hey, you can thank the goose for that.
Yeah, that was a lovely story. And then you heard from the... Right, you heard from the person that owns the goose or knows the goose.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in that might be a good idea for us to do a planet courting removal for Planet X.
Yeah. Or at least get all the mindset some way, you know.
Right. Okay.
Remember, all prophecies are real, so, you know, that could be true, you know, if you're on that timeline. So if you're,
right.
You know, you're not on the timeline, it's not going to happen to you. But if you are on it and living there, you know, maybe you have 10 of your bodies living there, you know, 10 replicas of you. And so now you hear about it, you go, oh, man, I feel pretty sad. Well, of course you'd be sad because you lost 10 pieces of you. And here it didn't happen, but there it did. So that's what happens to things that are, you know, it seems kind of weird when you look at it or think about it, but that's what happens. So that's the reality of what's going on is that Planet X did, I guess, destroy the Earth here or something, whatever you said earlier, and that did happen or is going to happen, but the day is getting, you know, near the end, so it probably would have happened before this. So back to you.
Okay, and I just want to thank everyone. We've been getting in pictures of people's pets, Ron. Remember you were talking about that?
Yeah.
And so that's really lovely. We're getting, you know, mostly cats and dogs and, you know, little stories. So I believe what's happening is the administrator is going to put them on that BBS page that has the sort of tips and suggestions and things, you know, collection. It's like a little mini Creation Lightship website. And we're getting, I forgot to say, I almost don't need to say, I guess, but that please send in any room requests for our trip to the lightship tonight. The rooms up there are, well, the lightship is where we were all created, and all of nature and everything in the universe was created there. So if there's something that you enjoy or you're fond of or you miss or you like or you want to experience for the first time, like a lion or something, you know, we can go to a lion room, for instance. So please send those requests in. And we've been getting so many lately. I don't think we even got to all the rooms last week, Ron. So I'm getting those in, and thank you all very much. And I'll be sharing those with Ron when we go to the lightship. Okay, let's see. Hi, Ron. Still enjoying and appreciating the cushions you put under our feet and the braces on our legs, hips, and ribs on last week's Sunday intensive healing call. I also felt the magnetic healing very powerfully. Thank you.
Well, that's great. That's a lot of fun doing that, yeah.
Yeah, and I should mention that there's the last of the October Sunday intensive calls is tomorrow. And I think I'm right about that. One, two, yeah, it'll be the end for this month. So you can still participate with Ron on that call. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And all the information about that is on Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship.com. And then, of course, if you're on the East Coast and near New York, Ron will be at the New Life Expo the weekend of the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And it's all the information about that is on Ron's website, and they have a website as well. So you can get all that information. So if you were able to go there. You will get to meet Ron in person. You will also get to experience the healing chamber and receive source energy and just sit in a wonderful state of source energy for about 10-minute periods throughout the weekend. It's wonderful. You can purchase Ron's lovely pictures of the light beings, which Ron will then charge up for you. So they're personally charged for you to receive source energy in your home. Like you can hang them up or have them on your dresser and that kind of thing. And also, if you are not in New York or, you know, absolutely can't go, you can send Ron a picture of yourself via email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And Ron will print that picture and bring it with him to New York and bring it into the light chamber. Nobody will see it, though. And you will receive all the healing energy for the whole weekend. And the donation for that is $100, which you pay through PayPal on Ron's website. So, again, if you'd like to do that, Ron's email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've even had people who are at the expo want to do that. They'll bring their picture and want it in the whole time. Maybe they can only come to it for maybe a few hours, so they'll actually bring me the picture because they'll make one of themselves, you know, and can pay the $100 and maybe go in once or something and pay the $100 and we'll put the picture in, you know, at the expo just like that too. So it's quite interesting to watch people when they leave. They're always smiling, you know. So it's, and a lot of things happen that they feel better, you know. That's what the chamber does. So, can we do any special healing tonight? Anything requested on the emails there?
I know we're going to the light ship, which connects, of course, to physical healing, but someone did write in, it may not have been just today, but they were having a mouth problem that was causing them pain, and someone else wrote in about a skin problem. So I don't know if you want to do any samples, perhaps the pain body, or maybe remove a timeline or two for people that are having an ongoing issue.
Yeah, we could do a pain clearing. That might be a good thing. So everybody just think if you have any pain in your body, and we'll just see if this helps you. And here we go, releasing the pain off the timeline that you're, remember, you're on the pain timeline, so we're trying to help you out with that by releasing that pain timeline that you're on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just see if that helps you out. So back to you, Anna.
Okay. You asked, I thought this was a wonderful question, Ron, for people to write in and share how, if they have any certain group of healings, I can't remember exactly how you said it, but either a certain group of healings or a certain way of using the healings that really works well for them. And someone wrote in, I guess in response to that, doing the commands to be on the CLS New Earth and then doing the crown chakra shutdown is a powerful 1-2 combo that has worked for me in countless events since doing these two clearings together. That was recommended on a past show. Combined with the auric shrink wrap, it is effective at blocking everything from clones to entities and beyond. Doing these three before sleep ensures a very peaceful night. I sleep like a baby. Thank you, Ron, for these effective and powerful tools. So that's great, the crown chakra shutdown. You know, Ron, that would be a nice thing. You have done that several times on the show, but we always have new listeners. And maybe
okay,
you
let's
could
do that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
Let's just close off your crown chakra, and you're gonna feel better afterwards. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it shut down for you. So you may feel like you're not leaking any energy out of your body like you were before. Lots of energy would leave you that way, even if you don't know about it. And that's how the aliens come in to connect to you. Remember, you have that physical body barcode on it, okay? And that barcode is how they connect to you, and they come in through your crown chakra. And they can use orbs, too, to connect to you. But the whole thing is you want to be, you know, just yourself and not be connected to anything outside of yourself, because then you're sharing that drama and trauma with whatever it has or what it's seen or been through. So, just want to be yourself. Let's do a clearing for other than the color red. We'll just see what happens here. This could be like maybe the red orbs releasing this energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, there we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, everybody, see how you're feeling. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, I'm just trying to find an email because someone had a question about orbs. And just give me 1 second, and I hope I will find. Here we go. Oh, can orbs be, and can there be an alien life form disguised in orbs? Well, they are alien, correct, Ron?
Yep, they are,
Okay.
Let's do a clearing for aliens, releasing the enslaved, trapped aliens here.
Oh, good.
So here we go. I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, what number are we on, Ann?
Oh, Ron, I'm so sorry. I was
I think we're on 60.
Okay.
I think so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So let's just see if that feels a little better for you. You might feel things leaving your body. You might have tingles or chills. You might feel like the room temperature changed somewhat. So they left. So back to you again.
That's terrific, Ron. And just to remind everybody, Ron has a YouTube channel, Ron Amatron. And on there you will see a recording for you to do that help enslaved aliens leave Earth anytime, and it's very powerful. People have written in that they run it when they're out walking or they go into a store or a mall or something, and the whole place can change, really, because a lot of aliens leave. So someone is wondering, Ron, just as a reminder to you, but we will announce this if it gets set up, that they would love to be able to hear your lectures over the phone as you did a couple of times in the past. And
I'll see what I can do on that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know people really enjoyed that, and we'll announce that on the show and give everybody all the details. And
sure, that sounds good. Yeah, we could probably do that maybe on Wednesday, I think.
Okay, you mean announce it?
Yeah, okay. On the Wednesday BBS show, yeah.
Good. Okay. Another question, and we talked about the mind of the body a couple of times recently on the shows. It's a wonderful whole life healing that Ron has on his website. Hi, Ron. For the mind of the body clearing incident box, how would you describe your incident without instruction description? Which is the mind energy of your ailment and controlling your mind of the body? This is the person who said they had a skin condition, and it's gotten worse over the years. So I guess they're asking how to write into the incident box on the mind of the body clearing.
Boy. I would just be very brief with it. Just say you have a skin condition, and you know, where is it on you? On your arms, on your face, or all over your whole body? And just indicate that, and that's all that you need to do. And you may see when you pick this up and do timeline crashes on, you know, that particular month, we'll say when you first had it, and get rid of those timelines. Because that's what they're copy and pasting on you is a skin condition timeline. You want to get off of that completely. So back to you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Ron. Someone wrote in, I was glad to hear the topic of Halloween discussed on last night's show. I cleared the words trick-or-treat, boo, and Halloween. I realize now why I want candy so much at this time of year. There are a lot of attachments to clear related to this calendar event so widely celebrated.
Yeah, so why do they say trick or treat? What does that, what's that in reference to? Is it in reference to the person doing a trick for you if they don't have any treats? Or is it for you to do a trick to get a treat? Or they say trick or treat. Do you know about that, Ann, or does somebody else out there know?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a threat from the kids come to your door. You know, it's like, give me a treat. Or we'll do something, and, you know, trick is kind of a mild word, I think, because
well, okay.
They throw things, and, you know, depending upon the neighborhood, I guess. So that's all I know about it. That's how I always took it, but,
okay.
You know. I realized that I happen to live in a neighborhood where the people go all out. They love this celebration. I think they might love it more than Christmas. There's more Halloween stuff out than what do you see at Christmas with the trees and everything. And so it really got to me when I first moved here. We'd have this horrible stuff up. And now I've decided that was a judgment, and I just say, well, these people, I said to myself, they think this is great, and they are trying to make their children happy, I guess, and maybe show off in the neighborhood. I don't know what it is. And I just, you know, walk around and kind of ignore it now. And I realized that it was just another opportunity to be neutral and not judge.
Mm-hmm.
But those were great clearing suggestions. There are probably a lot more words that we could all clear on the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept. We've talked about that a lot. That one is free. And the natal barcode is one you can purchase on Ron's website. Okay. Okay, so someone wrote in to say there's a whole life orb clearing, and it's also in the Mind Matrix bundle, along with the cellular mental alien attack. Yes, and one other. Well, Ron has several healing bundles, which are wonderful. Really great opportunity to, you know, work on a clearing. In fact, the person that wrote in about the skin issue might want to try the Body Jumpstart bundle. That's really helpful, and just really concentrate on the thing that you have going on, along with, as Ron said, the timeline crashes. That would be so powerful if you could be doing both at the same time. So thank you, listener. And now all of that is on the BBS chat page, all the information about the bundles. Or if you want, you can send an email if you want a list of them, and we have that, and I can send it out. Okay. Oh, somebody wrote in about trick-or-treating. I don't give the kids in my building candy, so they mark up my door.
Cool.
That's not nice. But, yeah, we know we've had... I think probably everybody's had things like that happen. Okay. Someone has, well, let me see what this says. Death barcode, placenta, and mind of the body. I felt to do the placenta before... After having done that conference call, as I had almost 100 mind of the body death barcodes, I feel less trauma, no need to do the emotional trauma and spirit integration, but had the spirit integration on in another window. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, that's great, huh?
I keep the spirit integration running all the time.
Yeah,
okay, Ron.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, as you know, people have periodically a lot of questions about ascension that you don't always have the answer to, but someone wrote in to ask, how does the creation lightship know when the 2,000 years are up, when to come help us prepare for ascension if they're always in the now moment?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that one. I may have answered other BBS shows, but, you know, I do understand that. If you're in the now, how can you have a time to go by? I don't know what that answer is. Because when you're in the now, there's no such thing as time. But yet, you know, maybe they're looking at the dark side ascension. And so they're looking at that as to... when the dark side is thinking that the light's going to have the ascension. So, but, you know, I don't know. It's a good question. All I know is about every 2,000 years, you know, and I can't say it'll be exactly on the same day, but every 2,000 years, that's why they do that. The lightship does that because it needs to collect everybody that is in the light and kind of renew them over again, we'll say. And also try to find the parts that have been stolen by the aliens. So that's what happens at ascension time, much like what we do on the Sunday calls to help you out even further. So, good question, but I don't have that exact answer to you. You know, being in the now, it's kind of hard to find out, you know, why and how that is. Why wasn't it every 1,000 years? And why is it every 2,000? So I don't know that question either. So anyway, just know that it happens, and you won't know. The preparation is that you know that it's going to happen in a certain time frame, which will probably be in your lifetime. And so the preparation is what you need to do now for the ascension. That's what the website is all about, preparation ascension, to clean out yourself so you can be returned back in more wholeness into the light. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. Okay, a little more on Halloween here. Someone wrote in, don't forget to timeline crash your days as a kid trick-or-treating. I crashed last year all Halloween parties, giving out candy, trick-or-treating, went through all my years. It took a while, but was well worth it. Feel free from it all this year. And, yeah, people love egging things this time of year just for the kicks.
Hmm. I heard of the toilet paper situation going on, you know.
Right.
I remember these entities come into people to make them do that. So that's what's going on there, probably. If thoughts are not your own, if you're not in the present moment, so something can come into you and have you go out and buy some toilet paper and you find a target, you know, somebody you don't like or something, and all of a sudden it's all over their car and the trees and everything else. So that's what I can recall people doing when I was younger, you know. But, I mean, maybe they don't do it anymore. I don't know. But regardless, you know, that's the night that people expose themselves to things coming into their body because they're wearing costumes or something else. So they're role-playing that particular, you know, entity or whatever it is, and things can hop into you and change your whole personality for your whole life. You really have to take note if you're a parent and, you know, if you want to do that or not, and if you're going to be with other kids too, you know, what's going to happen there. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, they maybe have their daughter be like a little fairy or something, and you know, that's kind of cool. But, you know, the ones that are doing other things with skeletons and, you know, devil horns and everything else, scary monster things, that isn't too good because those energies do exist, and they will come into that person and may not ever leave. Just because the parents thought it would be neat to dress their child up in some kind of costume that looks scary. So it's up to the parents to, you know, safeguard their children. So back to you.
Right, right. Okay, someone wrote in, preparing for ascension. Keep clearing yourself from darkness by doing the shows, conference calls, and updating with online clearings. Stay off the timelines.
Yep, that's correct.
Right, that is the best thing. Just don't get on the timelines, and then you don't have to crash them. But unfortunately, I guess we all, you know, get on them. So... Ron, it's almost time to go to the light ship, but I thought maybe we could do one more question. You talked about, I think just last night, death barcodes and spirit barcodes and the difference and everything. So someone wrote in, hi, Ron, just to clarify, is it true that we can have death barcodes on our spirit? If yes, how do we remove the death barcodes from our spirit? Do we add spirit after our name?
Well, I have a special clearing, which is your spirit barcode. So that's what you'd want to use for that. So the natal chart or the natal barcode is for your body, and the spirit barcode is for your spirit. And those are what you use to clear yourself, those two clearings. So the death barcode is something else. You don't want to use the death barcode to clear your spirit because it's not designed to work that way, but you could work with your maybe your house and your car. But the spirit one on the website has a lot more horsepower and energy on it to protect you. And there's a lot more to it to put your spirit back into wholeness also during this process. So those are the two clearings that you probably should always have is the natal barcode and the spirit barcode. So back to you.
Okay. Does it feel like time for the light ship, Ron? It's
yeah,
quarter
it
of the
right.
hour.
So, yep, we can do that. So it only works live on the Saturday PBS shows that we have. And here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. If you're listening to this on an archive, you just feel the peace energy. So here we go. Going up with your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and yourself. And I'll have Ann repeat some of the rooms that are in the emails here. So here we go. First thing, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And a few rooms are pretty standard. The hot tub room we always go into for detox. Going into one for pain release if you have pain. And what are the rooms do we go to, Ann?
Okay, first request is for the magnet room.
Okay, so this is the floating magnet. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels pretty good. Okay.
Great. The beach and palm tree room.
Okay, here we go. So bringing that energy in stronger. And definitely request your healing maybe every 15 seconds out loud. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
The neon room.
Okay. Yeah, they're creating that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, the centrifuge room.
Okay, that room is spinning to help release some stuck stuff that you may have, more stubborn energy. So here we go. Use the word stronger to increase it here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room, Ann.
The snow leopard room.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into the goose room, since we had a goose last night. Here's the, I guess, the geese in it. There's more than one. So here we go. There's 3 geese coming. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll come back from the white ship. So coming back down, bringing your animal, pets, flower, tube, garden, plants with you. Coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, that was great. This is a great thing. We did talk about the Earth's barcode removal. I believe fairly recently we talked about the grid line and ley line, and then I think Earth barcode. So a listener wrote in, the Earth barcode removal removes the body from the Earth for reincarnation. I guess to get us off of reincarnation. Is that true, Ron?
That's the Earth barcode. I think it could help. Because it's not because you're disconnecting yourself from, the grid line, which is how they control you. So I think that could help. I can't guarantee it'll take you off completely, but that's why you want to do the other barcodes, is the spirit barcode and maybe the natal one. So back to you.
Okay. And. Sorry, I'm just getting... And we didn't actually get to all the rooms. So thank you all for sending those in. And if your room didn't get... we didn't get to your room that you wanted tonight, just send that in for next Saturday night, because Ron does the same thing every Saturday. So we have that always to look forward to.
What we could do is if you did send a room request in, I'll just take you right now to the room that you requested. And if you didn't request anything, just think of a room now. So we'll go back to the light ship, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and think of that one room that we didn't talk about. And here we go, going into that room, or a room that you would like. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And right now, you're having the healing done in that room, so request your healing out loud. And I'll back to the light ship. So coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That was really nice. Okay, so a listener wrote in, "In my time, you did a trick to get a treat." So that's nice. So I guess I must have devolved into being just wearing a costume. It must have originally have been a little more to it. You had to kind of earn your treat. You didn't just get handed candy.
Yeah, and maybe they just left out the F, some languages, don't exactly sound the same, when you say a word. And so maybe they left the F off, so they can only pronounce the word or, and it should have been four. And anyway, who knows? So back to you.
Yeah, and it is, by the way, it is the 31st, Ron. It's always the 31st for some whatever reason. It's always the last day of October.
Okay.
So, Ron, can we say out loud, I now command my spirit and my body to be on creation lightship, now timeline of light. How do we invoke this properly? Do we count backwards or forwards, or is that necessary?
No, you can do that, and you will be on it as long as you're in the now. So you want to do the mind a heart drop, and that'll bring it to you automatically. You can try to invoke it, but if you're in mind energy, you won't go there. It only is in peace energy when you're not on an active timeline. And what you may want to do, too, as you're doing your clearings, you may want to... keep doing the Be Here Now clearing. You need to put that up so that you are, energizing yourself in the present moment. And you can also say, I now increase my life force energy, before you start a clearing and get yourself really pumped up good. Maybe do it a couple hundred times. You're going to feel completely different if you do that. 10 times is good. You're going to feel a slight change, but 100 to 200 times, you're going to be buzzing. But don't do that if you're going to sleep, if you're planning to go to sleep at night, because you may be wide awake after, doing it for maybe, 2-3 hours. So anyway, that's one thing to kind of augment your healing to get a little more out of it there. So back to you. And you may even always want to close down your crown chakra. That you can do yourself just by saying that. Tell your body to close it. Because the aliens may not want you to do a certain clearing, and they may give you some mind control, information there as they're connecting with you, having you not think about a clearing that you wanted to do. Maybe you already have it, and you plan to do it this evening, and sure enough, you wanted to do it a few hours ago, and time just slipped away because they didn't want you to have that clearing. Because you may have been, getting out of your clutches. So, back to you.
Yes. Now, Ron, the crown chakra clearing, where actually you get all your chakras cleared out, that's enough, right? Or should we also be just commanding that when we do the rest of our commands, like that our spirits be in our bodies and shrink-wrapped and... heart-centered, should we also say, I command to close down my crown chakra, or if we're running the crown chakra clearing, is that enough?
Yeah, I'd run the clearing, because you don't know how much your body can do on a command for you, because you're asking your body to heal itself, but it may not be able to do that. It may not be able to close down your crown chakra. Normally, it should work, but, the clearing is there to make sure it will work for you. In fact, I could do that. Let's see. How's the time doing, Ann? We got a few minutes here.
We do. It's not even on the hour yet.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is just put you back, since we helped you out with that to close it. I'll just put you back to where it was maybe an hour ago, and before you got on the BBS show here. So we'll just put you back to where that was, going back in time. And now your crown is where... would normally be typically. And I want you all now to command your body to close your crown chakra and see if you can feel a difference in it. Okay. And now what I'll do is put you back with your crown chakra, open again. And then I'll do... the energy from the light shift to close your crown chakra and just see if there's a difference for you. So here we go. I'll just count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So just see how effective it is for you to do it yourself versus having a clearing to do it. So back to you, Lynn.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That was very, very nice. Okay. A question here. A person wants to know which healing would be better for them. I can feel in my head when bad things are being said about me behind my back. I can also feel in my heart when good things are being said behind my back. Is this my feeling body or my sensory body? I've already used dark side practitioner and curses, hexes, and spells to no avail. Do I purchase feeling or sensory clearing? Thank you for all you do.
I would say sensory would be what you wanted to do for that one. There's more energy there that would help you out with the sensory clearing.
Great, great. It's hard to be sensitive and hard to know things. So many teachers and healers of the New Age movement always think that, try to emphasize how important that is, but really you're just hurting yourself, and you know this person is suffering with that sensitivity. So I know the healings will help, though, so that's great. you're in the right place. So this is a simple but really great question. Is listening to people not good?
Well, when you hear somebody talking, they're saying words, and some could be keywords that the aliens are connecting to them and also people listening. So one way to look at it is, as you hear different conversations going on, that will start to trigger your DNA and maybe bring to life something that is kind of dormant inside of you. So that you're on that experience, okay? So that could be a bad thing. The other positive part to that bad thing would be that now you know what you want to clear because you tuned into it. So you want to get rid of that energy on that alien keyword or on your natal chart or something or timeline. So it just depends how much you react to it. So I would think that if they're talking about an experience that is kind of unpleasant and you had that experience or something similar, you may have a lot of charge on it. So that's going to now reactivate it in you, even if you haven't, had that experience for, 20, 30 years. Just by them telling you, now all of a sudden it popped up, like Pop Goes the Weasel. You know, now you're on that timeline, and it's going to slowly come into effect and probably manifest in your life. And then if you hear about it, then you're going to start worrying about it, and that'll bring it even quicker. So I guess the good thing is you can clean your body out by doing a clearing, more than likely, to get rid of it. So that would be great for your body. But if you don't do a clearing and you don't do anything, you just, absorb it and let it take its toll on you, then it will do that too. So back to you.
Okay. So one listener wrote in to say they resonate with a country. Could this possibly be cleared by the God connection clearing as alien races control particular countries?
The God clearing, I would think, maybe might clear about 30% of it. You may want to do timeline crashes on that country to get off of it, because you're on that timeline. And that's happening to you because you're resonating to it. So now you are, in a sense, the name of that country, and you're picking up all the traumas from that country. So back to you.
Okay. A listener wrote in to say that on your older website, you had a page that recommended the abduction barcode, the spirit barcode, the earth barcode removal, and the mind barcode as the important barcodes to get rid of for ascension.
Yeah, that does sound still correct, uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Get those barcodes off of us. Okay. Reminder, light being for male, female, or non-gender purchase for peace, life force, and joy. Oh, would these put you in the creation lightship now, or just be bringing you peace? Those
it'll
clearing
just bring you peace. It'll bring you peace.
Peace.
It's up to you to get into the now. So it would radiate peace to you, but I can't guarantee it'll bring you into the now. Normally, if you're in the now, you're going to have peace. But, you know, you will be peaceful. But I can't guarantee that you're going to be into the now completely.
Okay. Yeah, that I understand. That's great. It's better if you're in peace. It's going to be easier, I guess, for you to get on the new earth and stay there. But
yeah, so when you're peaceful, you're not going to have very many thoughts. So, you know, and you know, to go to the new earth that you know the lightship created, that'll only be here as a temporary new earth until ascension time comes, and it won't exist any longer. But basically, you're able to go there, and if you're peaceful, then it depends how much you cleaned out your body as to how much you're going to be integrating and going to the new earth. So you may want to, you know, use the picture to get peaceful. So it's designed for you, you know, if you have like a bad day at the office or something, and you walk into your house or apartment or something, and you go maybe in your bedroom where the picture is, and all of a sudden you just go, wow, that feels really good. And my troubles kind of like vanished, you know, that I had at work today. So is that going to put you into the present moment? Maybe not, but it will give you peace. So then you can do the mind to heart drop after that, which you may not even have thought of doing because you maybe were, you know, too frazzed at work. So the picture helped you. And then you can do the mind to heart drop to get into the present moment. So back to you.
Okay. One listener, Ron, is a fan of the healer pictures that you used to have on the website. You used to have more of them, and they're wondering, mm-hmm. kind of miss those, and they're wondering if you're going to put them back.
Hmm. I had some people complaining about that, and they thought I was too religious. So I thought, well, gee, I don't want to, you know, portray that, because we had quite a few up there, maybe a dozen of them, I guess. You know, that people could energize with peace energy and use that picture to actually, you know, do the clearing with. And some people thought it was just too religious, so they didn't like seeing it. So I thought, well, I'll just keep it real simple then and release that energy, because it gave a different story. So we saw a picture of Buddha there who came from the light ship. How long, who knows, you know, how long he was here. We'll just say he's here for a week, right? And he had a long life to live, and people got into the Buddhist religion because he taught different things but may not have been to be in the moment and not to have thoughts. You know, he kind of mentions that in a sense. But there's a lot of other things that people pick up from different religions. So right away, that would give you like, oh, you know, this is a religion here of condoning Buddhism, we'll say, because we have Buddha up there or something. And so that must be okay, and it must be from source energy. Well, no, it's not. You know, it's just that the being was there for whatever time it was, the light being in the body of that person. And, you know, that's all that, you know, what happens after the light being leaves is, you know, people have all kinds of thoughts and situations going on. So anyway, so that's probably why, I don't know if I want to put them on again because of that. It'll make people go sideways too quickly. And it's hard enough to hold peace energy and to understand what we're doing here. That's why we limited the pictures. So, you know, you want to just be, you know, more focused on being in the now than it is to try to pick up a religious energy and then go sideways on it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. That's our show. It's already time to say goodbye. So thank you again for a lovely show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And as always, we look forward to the Mind to Heart Drop.
Okay, yeah, quick show tonight. So here we go, everybody, and just see how your crown chakra feels. So we're now going to do the Mind to Heart Drop, and you want to say this out loud. And it's very simple. So here's what you say. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. And if you've been doing it for a while, you can just do 3, 2, 1. That works perfectly fine, too. But for a newbie, you want to do the full count maybe for a week or two, which means probably doing it maybe 100 times or more. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank all of you listeners for tuning in. We'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Hope to see you next week in New York. Bye, everyone.